Oh Jesus, you are Lord. Oh Jesus, you are Lord. Hey Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. Oh Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, Jesus, you are Lord. Oh, 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 nana man kia sokori manchketea. Hele banda de da bonsi. Oh, ramande kosa. Have your way, God. Oh, we glory, oh God, in your presence. We bask, Lord God, in your presence. Se senamahuri bekansia, ekanamandio so, ekanamandere bese. As we gather, Lord God,
This call is being
Father,
recorded.
debe ikanamande, Lord God, as your people, as we gather. Father God, rebansekiande, Lord God, as your sons and daughters, as we gather, Lord God, Father God, as your covenant people, as we gather, Lord God, as your constituents, as we gather, Lord God, as kingdom citizens, oh, we bow before you this morning, Father. Lord God, we reverence, Lord God, your holiness, oh God. Father God, we submit, God, to your sovereignty. Father, we come, Father, reshinamande, oh God, with hearts, oh God. Father God, that are filled, God, this morning. Father God, with a gratitude, oh God. Father God, that is beyond, oh God. Ayamanse, Lord God, circumstances, oh Lord God, abande, that might be present, oh God, in our lives, oh God, our gratitude, oh God. Father God, is beyond, oh God, our external. Lord God, Father God, posterior, Lord God, but it is our internal posture. Father, we, Lord God, lift you up this morning. We exalt you, O God, as King, as ruler, as Redeemer. We lift you up, Father, as the Andeshikanamande, Father God, as the creator of all God being. Father, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have handcrafted, Lord God, us, oh Lord God, that you have shaped us, oh God. Father God, and you are continuing to shape us and mold us, oh Lord God. Father God, into, oh God, Father God, the perfected image of Christ, oh Lord God. We thank you, Father, Lord God, that as, oh God, Lord God, we surrender and we submit, oh Lord God, that Father, as it was said on yesterday, that the good work, oh God, Father God, that you, God, have begun, you are faithful, Lord God, and you are just, oh God, not only to finish it, but to perfect it, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for a heart, Lord God, that desires the best, Lord God, for your people. Thank you, Father. Who art man that you are mindful of us, oh God? Father, thank you, Lord God, that your love, Lord God, Father God, it flows, oh Lord God, Father God, in us this morning, oh God. We bless the name of the Lord, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower, Lord God, and we are your righteousness through Christ, oh God. We run in and we are made safe, Father. We thank you today. We honor you today, oh God. We love on you, Father. Lord God, because you first loved us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your compassions fail not. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercies that are new every morning. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you beyond, oh God, when thank you isn't enough. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for more than just what you've done. Thank you, Lord God. We bow in our spirits, oh God, in holy reverence, oh God, for who you are. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for renewing our minds. Thank you, Lord God, for stabilizing us, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for not allowing, God, every wind and doctrine, oh God, to blow us, oh God. Lord God, to and fro. Thank you, Father, Lord God, that you have called us, oh Lord God, for no man can come, God, unless you draw him. Thank you, Lord God, for the drawing power of your love. Thank you, Father, that we, Lord God, are on your mind, oh God. And thank you, Lord God, that your very love and your word, oh God, it sits on our very hearts this morning. Father, we bless your name, oh God. We bless you, Father. We lift you up. We glorify, Lord God. We boast, oh God, in you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for the privilege, oh God, to be able to just bow at your feet, oh God. Father, we bask, Lord God, in the beauty of your holiness, Lord God, and we, oh God, Father God, are ever eternally grateful, Lord God, Father God, that you, oh God, have called us, oh God, unto yourself. Father, we repent this morning, Father God, if there be any, oh God, ought, oh God, any unknown or known sin, any sins of omission or of commission, oh God, anything, oh God, Father God, that we have spoken, thought of, oh God, imagined, oh Lord God, Father God, that we have done, oh God, even unknowingly, Lord God, offended you, Father, Lord God, anything that we have caused, Lord God, grievance to your spirit, oh Lord God, this morning, Father God, not because, oh God, we have been just trained and know, oh God, to ask for forgiveness, but God, we bring our hearts, oh God, of repentance before you. We repent, Father, oh God, of ways, Lord God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that were contrary. We repent, oh God, Lord God, for our any ways that were worldly. Lord God, we repent for any words that were idle, Lord God, in any wayward ways, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, purify, Lord God, our hearts, oh God, circumcise our hearts afresh once again, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, incline, oh God, Father God, our ears to your mouth, O God, that your voice, God, we know, and a stranger we will never follow. Father, this morning, O God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are, O God, in overtime. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you, O God, have been with us, O God. Lord God, for now, the past 61 days, O Lord God, thank you, Father, Lord God, that you, Lord God, Father God, do everything and do everything well, Lord God, that, Lord God, all that you do, oh God, it is intentional, Father God, that you are not coincidental or, Lord God, circumstantial. You are God, Father God, that is absolute on purpose, for purpose, and Father, we thank you that this day, Lord God, is purposed in you, Lord God, and for you, Lord God, we come before you, oh Lord God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, with full, oh God, expectancy, Lord God, for whatever it is, oh God, that you are doing, oh God, and that you desire to do, Father, we are here, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, to agree and be in compliance, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that as we govern ourselves today, Father God, that we keep our eyes set on you, O God. Father God, let, O God, you be our focus and focal point, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for drawing us in deeper. Thank you, Father God, for pulling us closer, Lord God, to where you are, Father. Thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you desire, Lord God, deep, O God, in close intimacy, Lord God, with your creation, Father, Lord God, and we submit, O God, to the summons, Lord God, and we, O God, answer the call, Father, this morning. It is in Jesus' name, Father, Lord God, that we, Lord God, worship you. We worship you, O Father. We worship you, Father. For the beauty of your holiness is ever before us, O Lord God. As we inhale and exhale, we are reminded, Father God, Lord God, that our lives, O Lord God, Father God, is but, O God, I am a mere vapor, Lord God, but in your hands, Father, Lord God, Lord God, are we your workmanship, God, in this earth? In your hands, O Lord God, we can do great, O God, exploits, O God, and miraculous and wondrous things, O God. We thank you that in your hands, O God, no one can pluck us out. And we give you glory this morning. Well, grace and peace in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we give you glory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Oh, I say grace and peace to you all this morning. Grace and peace, 60 for 60 family. Glory to God in the highest. Ayaman shekere bande shoko. Ya, bear with me this morning. I feel I am on second ama a well of worship. Stirring in me this morning. Ekanama halabashi na mande kea. Loboko na mande sikirian so yega. Dabale bianda dia so. Father rebanda baki seketaya la banda da roboku so na man shikirio sokota. Ekanama male me kure ne makese fo. For great is our God, and greatly to be praised is He. Shenaman shoko na 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 mandea. Ora na 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 bese. Hey ya na 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 mande kura mande kasaya. Ekalama de koka ya lama. God reba. We don't move without you, God reba reba se ya lama. We bow reba de kia te kasaya. We submit, oh God, Father God, every way. We submit every word. We submit every idea. We submit any agendas. We submit it, oh God, before you. We lay it down. We cast our crowns at your feet, King of glory. And we worship you, Father, this morning. We worship you. Be lifted high, oh God. Be glorified, King of glory. Be glorified, King of glory. Reshina da la manse kiria soye maya balelela amande mekia dea ukuse. Be glorified, King of glory, above all the earth. Be glorified, raman sikiria lebia ya ya ban sokotaya. We glorify, oh kanamanse ikaraba yanada. As the inhabitants in this earth, oh God, we give you what is yours, oh God. God, Rabaria, glory belongs to you. Worship, Ribabashe, it belongs to you. Reverence is reserved for you, God, and we give it to you, Lord God, wholeheartedly this morning. We bless you. It is an honor to be loved by you and to know it. Thank you, Father, For many, oh God, that may be on this line can testify that there have been times and seasons where we did not know, where we didn't know in our hearts, didn't really know. We know we were taught, we know we were told, but to know, to feel the ever embracing, ever endearing love of God. And Father, this morning, thank you, Lord, that I believe, oh God, that I can speak, oh God, if not for all, for the majority, that God, we know that we are the love of God this morning, and we are forever grateful. And we bless the name of the Lord. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Oh, grace and peace to you, our 60 for 60 family this morning. I am Prophet Zeporia Thompson Morris, and I am a citizen of St. Miami, the church, and I have been given the privilege and the charge to lead us out, well, to lead this morning on our 61st day. And I'm so grateful for those who have decided to go into overtime and overdrive with us and extend up past the 60 for 60 and just desire to continue more. And however God leads, we go with God this morning. So I pray not to be before you too long. I pray to gather myself and just bring it all together. But I want to share with you what the Lord has, I believe the Lord had been dealing with me and wanted me to share with you guys. And I know I can't do it all in the time given. But God said to me that in this time he wants us as a people to understand the real importance and the significance of covenants over convenience. And when he said that, he said it will directly tie in to seeds in seed and seasons. And I said, okay, God. And he said again, covenant over convenience will tie in and link in, and it'll help them understand, and it'll make the format to understand for seeds and seasons, is what he said. And he said, but to before seeds and seasons, you have to understand and really come into grasping covenant over convenience. And this is what the Lord, he told me to, this is what he said. He said to remind and even reiterate, but to let some know that covenants require commitment over comfort. And that true covenant, it is a call for first your mind to shift so that your mindset can actually fathom what loyalty and faithfulness looks like. Most covenants will be tested, and it's not to prove who is the strongest or who has the more criteria within that covenant, but it is to check the heart posture. It is to check the very motive behind the commitment to that covenant. We know it just in life, it is easy for real to say, okay, we could get in where we fit in. But it's easy to do that when it don't cost you nothing. When you're not required to really give up anything, when you're not required to sacrifice anything, when you're not required to surrender. You can say, I can just get in what I fit in. Oh, I can be a part of this relationship. I could be a part of this move. I could be a part of this system when it don't cost nothing. But covenant is costly, and it won't always be convenient. And when you're talking about coming into real covenant, coming into committed relationships, committed friendships and partnerships, or any type of covenant, whether it be marriage or business, parenting is a covenant. Your covenant, brother and sisterhood, is a covenant. Friendship, even ministry, coming into ministry is covenant. the testing and proving of that covenant, it must be tested if it's going to be trusted. And the testing or the proving of it is not to uncover or highlight any weak points or falters you may have, but it is so that any I heard Pastor Cam say this the other day, that any loose strands can be cut off. So it is to strengthen what is being formed and built to ensure that you can withstand the times of inconvenience. Because if you cannot stand the times of inconvenience that may come in the form of selfless sacrifice, persecution, slander, being misunderstood, wanting to disconnect when it's uncomfortable, staying present when you feel the urge to just want to push away and hide away, staying the course when the road gets rocky, staying loyal at every level, and being responsible for your posture, no matter the response of the other person, because it is covenant over convenience. So it must be proved. It got to be tested to be trusted. And at times, this process of the process of becoming covenant, it can be uncomfortable. It is something where you have been used to being self-reliant or relied on self-preservation, and God is calling you into a deeper devotion or a deeper dedication to himself or any type of covenant that he is placed in your life, that he is calling you to. There is a level of bringing self to its end so that covenant can connect and commit. For if one can put 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight, we have to understand that even the way that God's kingdom operates, it operates through covenant because of how covenant actually, one of the base foundations for covenant, one of the ground things for covenant to operate, what it produces is multiplication. Seed produces its like kind. So covenant also helps when you come into covenant with something or with someone, it is to help refine, it is to help produce. Not so much, it will cause some things in you to change. And it's not trying to strip you of who you are, but it will at times have you to revisit your own personalities to make sure that you are walking in the ideal identity that God has for you. And sometimes you don't really know who that is until you come into covenant. So through walking through even when it comes down to discipleship with relations and with other believers, they are there to be helpers to develop you and breakers even of times of delay in your life. And at times it'll seem like, okay, in this covenant, it you can't look at it as I'm always the giver or I'm always the taker. Because true covenant does not keep score. True covenant doesn't measure in the same metron as humanity does. Oh, I'm gonna show you that same energy. I'm gonna give you back what you give me. Covenant is not like that. We thank God that covenant is not like that. Friendship covenant is not like that. Marriage covenant is not like that. And the new covenant, thank you, God. That covenant with God is not like that, because there would be no way for us There would be no way for us to be in covenant with God if it was, if covenant was still in the way of old, and we're going to get to that. If covenant was still only based on being transactional instead of what covenant is really meant to do, which is cause transformation. So where covenant, and this is what the Lord said, he says, covenant, convenience keeps you comfortable in your complacency, looking for a shortcut or a way out. It doesn't require much discipline, but it will cost you valuable time that's irreplaceable. It almost never readies you for what's next, but always thinking about what could have been. It always has an excuse, but never a solution. God himself takes covenant very seriously because he made covenant and became covenant himself with and for us. Through scriptures, we can see from Genesis where he made covenant with Noah and covenant with Abraham. In Exodus, he made covenant with the children, with the Israelites through Moses. But we thank God that throughout all the scriptures that there is one covenant that trumps all. And it is the greatest of all covenants. And the Bible, the word describes it as the new covenant. And this new covenant has brought us and adopted us back into sonship and back into right standard with God by the blood, the sacrifice, the death, and the resurrection of Christ Jesus, who became our mediator. Through him alone was man offered redemption and life everlasting. What would we do if covenant was still based only on transactional agreements? How many times has God loved us when we were unlovable? How many times has he said, don't do it, and we have done it again, and he still came back and picked us up and brushed us off? Because he is looking for the transformation. I am so grateful this morning to be in covenant with God. And that being in covenant with him was not based on me. Forgive me this morning, y'all, because this word has been sitting on my chest. It's been sitting on my chest. Oh, how I love God. Because I am still awed how he could love me. So I want to share with y'all some scriptures. You can go back and read. And when I said it's so many, it is the word is so full. It is so impacted with so many scriptures that carry the promises of God for in our new covenant. Jeremiah 31:31-34 is the new covenant promise. Hebrews 8:16-13. Is the absolute covenant. Luke 22:20 is we are in covenant by blood. Hebrews 10:16-17, where his covenant has been written on the laws of our hearts, and he remembers our sins no more. 2 Corinthians 3:6 is where the Spirit is over. Matthew 26:28, the forgiveness of sins. Romans 8:1-39, freedom in Christ. Romans 8:1-4, there is now no condemnation. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we are new creations in Christ. Hebrews 1:1-14, God's divine revelation. Ezekiel 37:26-27, a new heart and a new spirit. Hebrews 7:22, the guarantor of the covenant. Even though the covenants of old the Masonic covenant, the Abrahamic covenant, they were real, but they were based on transaction. They were transactional, which were temporary, and they faded away. The new covenant, the greatest of all covenant, is written with spirit on hearts of men, on human hearts, which brings transformation. It's not based on transactional actions, but a heart that is transformed by God's spirit to the life of the believer, rather than what has been written by ink and stone. The scriptures carry in our field that with insured promises, y'all. And God himself, God honors his word above his own name, so his word cannot return to him void. So I just pray that God desires even a full commitment, a real surrenderance to this covenant with God, that he desires with us, and that Christ made possible for us. He is the faithful witness, the word made flesh, our eternal advocate, our chief intercessor, our ransom payer. He is the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. He is the King of glory. He is the King of glory. He is the King of glory. God keeps every promise. So, Father, this morning, Lord God, we come before you and we thank you, Lord God. Father God, that we understand, oh God, that, Lord God, in covenant, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, it may cost, but Lord God, we, oh God, submit and surrender, Lord God, to covenant, oh God, over convenience, oh God, once again. Father God, for those, oh God, of us who maybe we're committed, oh God, before, or more committed, oh God, and we have drifted, oh God, away. Lord God, we, oh God, resubmit, oh God, and we, Lord God, recommit ourselves, oh God, to be in covenant, oh God, with you, oh God, Lord God, and, oh God, to walk and be, oh God, covenant keepers in the covenant you have placed in our lives, oh God, even with others, Father. Father, we trust not in our own strength or power, but by your spirit, O God, that we may remain steadfast in covenant when it is not convenient, Father. Father God, we know that it takes dedication, Lord God, in development, O God, for deeper levels, O Lord God, Father God, of covenant and devotion. So, Father, we ask, O Lord God, this morning, Father God, that, Lord God, any way, O God, that has stood in the way, Lord God, of us walking, O God, fully in covenant with you, we renounce every idol, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that has sat on our hearts and has made its way, Lord God, in our lives, O God, in the Madibi Ukusalalabande. We commit ourselves, O God, Father God, to obedience, O God, Father God, and we commit and submit to the processes, O Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus, to truly become covenant, O God, in the way, God, that you design and desire, Father. For many, God, claim that they are covenant, O God, Father God, and they are either far from it, O God, or they have crossed over into idolatry. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we renounce and repent of making anything, any place, or any person an idol. Father God, we commit to obedience, O God. Lord God, we submit to the process, O Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and affirm, God, that we are not our own, O God, but we belong to you, Lord God. Father God, Lord God, we bring, oh God, ourselves unto you, God, totally. Father God, remove, God, any worldly desires, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that is causing, oh God, Father God, stagnation, oh God, or hesitation, oh God, Father God, in our lives from keeping us from becoming true covenant, oh God, keepers. Lord God, and help us to become instruments for your purpose, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, Father God, that as, oh God, we actively break, Father God, any, oh God, ties with past sins, oh God, influences of spiritual bondage, oh God. Father God, let us, oh God, walk, oh God, Father God, in the freedom of your spirit. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, you fill us with a desire, Lord God, to walk in your statutes and to keep your commandments, oh God. Father, we thank you that as we walk out, oh God, covenant, oh God, with you, oh God, and those that you have, oh God, commissioned us to do covenant with and to keep covenant with. Lord God, we thank you that your promises of safety and provision and favor, Lord God, be upon us, O Lord God. Father, we give you glory today, Father. Lord God, for what you are doing in the hearts of your people. Lord God, as we, oh God, Father God, continue, Lord God, to move forward, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you have built, oh God, and established and reestablished, oh God, covenant here. Thank you for the new covenants, oh God, Father God, that you, oh God, have made and that have been, Lord God, made here, oh God, through this 60 for 60 family, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the relationships, oh God, the covenant relationships, oh God, the covenant, oh God, bonds, oh God, Father God, that have been built here, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, Reban Sokoriman Debesha, that even in this community, God, covenant, Lord God, has and is, oh God, and will continue to be built. Oh, God, we thank you that, Lord God, when it was not convenient, oh, God, for everyone to get up at for something, oh, God, in the morning to prepare, Lord God, themselves to come before you. For many, oh, Lord God, it may was a struggle, Lord God. Even some of us that are seasoned, oh, God, we overslept on some occasions, oh, God. Some, oh, God, shared that we missed the mark, God, from time to time. But, God, we came back and resubmitted ourselves because we are committed, oh, God. Father God, we are committed to the covenant, oh, God, when it is not convenient. We are committed, oh God, to the covenant, God, when it is not so comfortable, God. Lord God, we are committed, oh God, to the covenant, oh God, and the commissions and the commissions and the call that you have on our life, oh Lord God. Father God, more, oh God, Father God, than being, oh God, connected to the conformities of this world, God. But God, through covenant, God, we, oh God, we come into the transforming, Lord God, and the renewing of our minds through Christ today. Lord God, let what you started, oh God, continue, Lord God, to build, continue to strengthen, oh God. Let bonds, oh Lord God, that cannot be broken, oh God, Father God, remain. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that every ungodly tie, God, be broken, severed, Lord God, even now, Lord God, Father God, that there will be no contamination, God, to the covenant. Father God, that what, God, you, oh God, that what you start, oh God, Father God, you complete. Lord God, that what, oh God, you convey, Lord God, and what you desire, Lord God, it is kept clean, oh God. Father God, thank you, Lord God, for teaching us, Lord God, your kingdom ways of covenant. Father God, help. Thank you, Lord God, even though we have a biblical, Lord God, blueprints on how covenant was amongst the people, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the greatest covenant of all. a covenant that is not even transactional, God, but it is transforming, God. Thank you, Lord God, for the renewing of our mind and the transforming of our hearts. Thank you that you yourself were Rabban say, the word of God made flesh. You became, Yamanshe, the greatest covenant of all for us, that through your sacrifice and through your bloodshed and through your resurrection and through your total committed obedience unto the Father, that we, Amanshe, are the sons of God today. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that it is through you and by you that we have been made covenant back unto God, and we take it with honor, and we give you reverence for it, and we bless the name of the Lord. We thank you, O God, today. Let us, O God, walk, O God, and live circumspectly before you, Lord God. As you entrusted us with the covenant, let us, O God, carry it, O God, cautiously, carefully, Lord God, and closely to our hearts. It is in Jesus' name that we thank you, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to build covenant with us and teach us, O God, the right standards and the right statutes according to your word by your spirit. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and every covenant keeper on this line say amen, amen, and amen. Amen. I thank the Lord this morning. I thank the Lord, our apostle, our lead steward, was not able to stay on with us or get on with us this morning. She had a prior another meeting this morning. But if there are any apostle, fashionette, or any other apostles or prophets, pastors, anyone on, you do not have to hold the office, but you hold the greatest, and that's the Son of God. That's a servant. That's a son. And that's what we all want to hear. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. So if there are any sons, any servants of the Lord on the line this morning that want to share, that have anything to add, please, the line is open right now before I come back and make our morning announcements.
This is Denitra. I thank God for what was released, and it is the word of the Lord. I share the same sentiments as what God has said on this morning about covenant over convenience, because for me there has been a highlighting of loyalty, you know, showing up when your flesh wants to stay and, you know, comfortable and complacent until, you know, just not being present. But I thank God for the reproving. I thank God for the repositioning and the awareness and the wisdom that he brought us into on this morning. So I want to thank God for you, Prophet Z, for this timely word. And it truly, truly, it really confirmed what he is doing in this hour in time. So I thank God for you, and I thank God for your pour. And it really, I really resonated with this word. So more grace. I love you.
Love you, and we love God. I love you too. We bless God. We love God here. Will there be anyone else? Good.
Good morning. This is Elder Anita. Thank you, PZ, for leading us in worship and in teaching and in prayer. Today's teaching was definitely, it was a reminder, but it felt like more than a reminder of the distinction, one, between covenant and convenience, but also the difference between the pull of the two, and how you shared how convenience really centers around us, where covenant centers around the commitment that we've made, be that unto God or unto those who we are in covenant with, and it becomes the rubric by which we move. And so just that reminder of how we measure our action and what we measure it according to, and how we are careful with that, and how sacred covenant is and how we handle it. This was a very good reminder this morning. So thank you so much for sitting with God and then articulating his heart concerning this matter. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And Pastor, we thank God that he is just that mindful of us. We thank God. Will there be anyone else? I actually feel God. Y'all come open up your lines and open up your mouth. God has been in covenant with us, with each and every one of y'all that's on this phone right now that's breathing. Open up, if it ain't nothing but to say, I thank God that his covenant with me kept me. Open up the line. It's open up.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
Thank you, God. We on this line because of covenant, not convenience.
We bless the name.
We came into agreement to meet out of covenant, not convenience.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Father.
We bless you, God. We bless you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless the Lord.
Thank you.
That while we wanted to stay comfortable.
Come on. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He saw us covenant when we didn't want it. We didn't even know what covenant was. We wasn't concerned with covenant. He not only made covenant, he became covenant for us. Woo! I don't know about nobody else, but I know. I was very far in my own actions. Carry God's spirit, but my own will. Had the giftings, but not his heart. I am so grateful for him conveying the depth of his covenant with us this morning. Will there be any other personal testimonies or anything before we make more announcements? Because I do know that some, if they're probably not already gone or probably still getting ready while they have to go to work, and we don't rush God, but I do respect the timing that people have. Will there be anyone else? I'm going to wait a few seconds, and then I'm going to make the morning announcement.
Good morning. This is Stacy. I want to say thank you, PZ, for this teaching on covenant. I know that this encouraged me. A lot of times, you know, you out-talk yourself in disqualifying you of, you know, who God calls you to be or what
you know, God has called you to walk into, but it's nothing that we do that it will ever qualify us. But because, like you said, the covenant and him becoming covenant, that we are made righteous to walk in all that he's called us to do. I know his covenant has kept me 99.9% of the time I want to do my own thing, but, you know, I know his covenant, it sustains me and it keeps me in line to walk his will out, even in times of difficulty. So I thank you for this encouraging word, and I'm grateful. You know, it's bittersweet. You know, this has been a wonderful 61 days. You know, I hate to see it go, but I feel empowered to, even as it concludes, to continue the charge, to continue to pray without ceasing, to continue to intercede, whether at 5, whether at 12, whether at 3, you know, whatever time God has called me to pray. I'm grateful for these past 61 days. This honestly has been life-changing for me. Thank you.
And as you were speaking, Stacy, I actually heard God, I could hear God say, do they even realize that this initiative was actually me bringing, making covenant and recommitting covenant again, and bringing those who made it and didn't see themselves in covenant. As you were speaking, I heard God say that even the way how the Lord led apostle to set the timing, because I got the report that some were doing the 60 for 60. We were not the only ones that this was going on in different apostolic and prophetic hubs in different places. But some of them were doing the whole 60 minutes at one time. And God says, I desire such a relationship that I understand that everyone's life cycles run at a different time. So that I wanted to build covenant with you guys. I didn't just want you to come into a community of convenience and say, well, or not come because it was inconvenient, because we only meet at, say, 6 a.m. for that one whole hour and some couldn't. But if you can make it, as you said, at the 5 a.m. hour, and for those who couldn't, if you can make it at the 12 noon, and for those who couldn't, to have your time in the evening with God. God say, I'm so intentional on building covenant that I spread it myself so that you can be able to come and find me. So that whenever you come, whatever time that you was able to fit in, that when you came, you would be able to find me. You would be able to hear prayer being a petition. You would be able to hear a word being spoken or being taught. You were able to hear worship being cried out, because I desire covenant. I just wanted you to come. Just come. Come. If you keep coming, just come and meet with me. Come and commune with me. If you keep coming and commune, you'll build covenant. Just commune. We could hear that so clear when you spoke. And it wasn't per se to you. He was actually saying it for us. He was saying it to the body. Do they see? Let them know that it was not by coincidence that it was at different increments. The time was at different increments. That other hubs, maybe the Lord led them to do it that way for their reason. But for this apostolic, this prophetic house, God did it the way he did it, because he know who would connect. He know who he wanted to connect to, and he know who would connect to who. For the purpose of covenant, these 60 for 60 was not just only to initiate prayer, but it was an invitation to build covenant, said the Lord of hosts. I pray y'all feel God's heart this morning. How he loves us so. How he desires us so. So with that being said, that there are no more testimonies and no one else wants to share, I want to make our morning announcements. So before I move on, are our hearts and minds clear? I'm waiting 5 seconds and I'm moving forward. All righty then. Glory to God. Well, we thank God that we will be here again, I believe, this afternoon. I believe we will be here again at 12 noon. As everyone should know about the recordings on the Set Miami website. By now, you already know if you've been here, just in case if someone is just new here, if you're just coming in, please give it about 24 hours. Most of the recordings are there. There may be a few that are not. But for the ones that are there, let them speak to you and move you and be impactful in whichever way that God leads them, speaks to you through them. Also, we are actually encouraging this morning. Now, throughout this whole initiative, we did not specifically ask, we did not emphasize or ask for a seed. We did not ask for any type of offering, but to mark our 60 for 60, to strengthen what God has built in us, to actually seal, let's seal the deal. And not saying you're sealing the deal with money, because God can't be bought. And what God has freely given us, monetary money, there is no exchange. Our exchange is a willing heart. And that is done. But let's make a gesture. Let's make a gesture. Let's move by faith. Because even though what has been done in the spirit is done in the spirit, we can actually just make a move in the earth, and we can move through the currency of the earth. And in the currency of the earth, it is monetary. So we are asking today, if you are able, and we pray that it would do your heart good to sow a seed of $60. That is literally, well, today is day 61, so it's less than a dollar a day. But it's a dollar a day for this, just being able to be able to sit here and just get all that God hasn't given us. We just want to sow a seed of gratitude, because we're not paying for nothing, because nothing God give us we could ever pay for. Nothing. So if you are able, we are asking today that with intention and with the right heart to sow, for God loves a cheerful giver. And I will tell you this, I did not get to that part. And I don't know when the Lord will ever tell my apostle to bring me back to share with you, but God spoke about seeds and seasons. And for me to even speak to you now about this seed of $60, know that in planting this seed, you don't even know in what season it will come to maturation. You don't know in what season or how it will move. It can move in a now season or in a season to come. But one thing you do know for sure, everyone on this line, is that this is good soil. So I urge you, the ways to give, you can give through our website, which is www.sentmiami, S-E-N-T, Miami, one word, .com, or Zelle, which is sentmiami, S-E-N-T, Miami, together, one word, .hub at gmail.com. I'm going to say that again, Zelle, Sent Miami, one word, sentmiami.hub@gmail.com, or Cash App, $Sent Miami, no space, one word. We thank God for all the givers who are able to give today and those who will be able to give and sow even later. We pray that your seed will produce the harvest in its due season. As the word of God says, listen, to everything under the sun, there is a season. And to every seed, we speak a harvest, and a harvest that is plentiful in Jesus' name. And for all of y'all that know what today is, it's not his birthday, but it's the celebration of our Uncle Prophet DeMarcus' birthday celebration. It is this evening, and we are asking that the guests that you arrive promptly at 7 p.m. because everything gets started around 7:30, and so then get there 6:45, 7 o'clock, y'all. We gonna push it, okay? Because we want to do everything in a timely fashion. And the venue, is at 122 Northwest 9th Avenue. Again, 1122 Northwest 9th Avenue. I'm going to repeat that. The venue is 1122 Northwest 9th Avenue, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And the zip code is 33311. Okay? We're going to have a time. We're going to have a time. And I'm going to just let it out there because, listen, our Uncle Prophet, he liked to dress. He liked to dress. He liked to put on his stuff. He liked to smell good. He liked to dress. So come, bring out your stuff, y'all. And his color palette, it is not a requirement, but if his favorite color is blue and shades of blue. And this is of no request of his, but this is just some ideas. Let's show some monetary love, some gift card. Our Uncle Prophet is a very well-groomed man. He's very well-groomed. So any body oil, some nice skincare. I love that he wears, like, the beaded bracelets. I have some for Kevin. If you have some, if you know how to style and profile, some nice shades, some glasses, and any words that God will lay upon your heart, prophetically let the Spirit of God speak through you and to him for his now and his next and what's to come. Amen. We give God glory for today and for what God has in store ever before him. We thank God that we have been able to journey alongside each other in the presence of God through prayer, supplication, worship, word, and to bring our hearts back to a more submitted place, in a place that is committed or continuing to commit into the covenant and the covenants that God hath commissioned and placed us in. So if our hearts are clear, did I miss anything? If I miss anything, please, Apostle Pash, step in, or Prophet DeMarcus, or Pastor Renita. If not, I will bid you all more grace. I pray the blessings of the Lord upon your day this day, and that your way be made straight and smooth, and that today be a day of favor and favorable opportunities for each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, go in peace, and I bid you more grace today.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.